My name is Kevin Van Hentenrick of the Hunter Stone Carving Seminar, and you are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-299-2456. Check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Bridge Street Theater.
I think we always wondered why did they think it was right or just to do what they did was, to take our lands and to push us off our lands and try to eliminate us as a people. And then we discovered this doctrine of discovery, and it just kind of made things understandable as to where they got their direction from.
When Columbus landed, and he went back, and he reported, and they said then, they, the leaders, and the Vatican was the most powerful voice in the world at that time. A papal bull, 1493, 1 year later. If there are no Christian nations in this new land you have discovered, I declare those lands to be empty. Terra nullius, very old Roman law that had been exercised in Africa, India, Europe. Further, if there are people there and they are not Christians, they do not have a right of title to land. They have only the right of occupancy. From our perspective, the same right as a rabbit running on the ground, or a turkey, or a deer, or a buffalo, or an Indian. They do not have a right of title to land. 1823, Supreme Court Justice John Marshall adjudicating the case, Johnson versus McIntosh. Two white men arguing over Ohio Indian land. He says, "You boys have it all wrong. Don't you understand? This was settled long ago. They don't have a right of title to land." And he moved that principle into U.S. federal law, 1823. The doctrine of discovery became the doctrine of law today. Christian doctrine, specific. Wasn't Muslim doctrine. Wasn't Jewish doctrine, Christian. And it prevails. It's here It's a reality. But most people don't understand that, and most people don't know that. We didn't even understand that on 1990, 1991, when I first really said, wow, what's the doctrine of discovery? What is that? A young man by the name of Steve Newcomb said, I got something. You guys got to see it. Came out of Peru. Came out of people down there that were really digging. It was an unspoken conspiracy by states. Going on all those years. Shh, don't tell the Indians. We found out anyway. Eventually, finally. Oneida versus New York. Court case. First notation by a Supreme Court justice, doctrine of discovery. 2007. It's not alive. I think it's alive and well. 30-year court case for Onondaga Nation, dismissed out of hand. Oh, you guys were too slow. It's too late. Let's make up, new latches, we'll call it. Besides, it's disruptive to our people. That's what the justice said. It's disruptive. No discussion about our people and about justice and about what's right. The American people don't know about this. Well, it's time they learn. It's time they learn because it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us. And I would be very, very, very careful about stamping out the last place that's holding the line the hardest. Haudenosaunee Six Nation. That's holding the line hardest for the common good. For the good of all, for the future. That's what I have to say.
Gunjuk was order Honsilas on a Gadi Gunda when a Hawaii and Gunda on order Nedjanatabis out Neha to New York Nanguanagula.
Thank you.
And the Bill of Rights is what you called it. And our instruction has always been about responsibility. So it should have been a Bill of Responsibility. If it was a Bill of Responsibility, I think we'd be in better shape today than a Bill of Rights. So we have to think about that. And when the peacemaker said, 7 generations, that's an instruction of accountability and responsibility. 7 generations. Don't think about yourself. But what we're saying at that time was to be unified and to work collectively for the good of the people, for the good of the commons. And somehow that's been perverted into individual. Somehow or other, the commons succumb to the individual rights, and that's not right, and that don't work. And the result of it is what we see right now. And to learn, you have to have teachers. And who's your teacher? And the teacher is nature, the earth. You learn. And you learn how to get along. You learn how to be respectful. So, from what I see and from what I know and my travels, is the indigenous people have about the best understanding of this. And I would say that's probably the biggest loss that I see in humanity now, is this loss of understanding of relationship. They don't understand their relationship. How do you maintain this relationship? How do you polish it? How do you keep it fresh? How do you keep it shiny? How do you work with it? How do you enjoy that? Well, our people have done that through ceremonies. We do these ceremonies. We have developed these very elaborate Thanksgivings. That requires a community to do that. And it requires everybody to be part of it, and it's a lot of work. And we have a big Thanksgiving, and how do we do that? We make songs, and we make dances, and we make speeches. So the ceremony is for everybody. You don't have to be there. You just be grateful that it's going on, that we're keeping it up. That's what's important, that it takes place. And sometimes you can be there and most of the time you can't, but be grateful that somebody's looking after that spiritual side of things. That's what's the real world, actually, the spiritual side of it. You can't see, but it's probably the most real of all. So we have to bring the rest of the world into that context. They have to understand their relationship and their responsibilities. The statement that's most important here is to understand how closely we're related to the earth, and that we're part of the earth, and we're part of nature. Nature is us, basically, you know. And they always talk about environment, something like it's over there, or it's a category or something. No, we're it. We're in the middle of it. We're part of it. And we affect it, and we survive in it, and we are part of the earth. Now, if people understand that, that would be very helpful, because they'd be more careful about things. And so the question of recognizing where we are and who we are and why we call the earth our mother, it's simple, because you have respect. Everybody respects the mother. And so when we personify the sun, call our eldest brother, or the thunder, the lightning, we call our grandfathers, or the winds, we call our grandfathers. It's a personification that can draw you closer. That's what it's all about.
Good morning. You're listening to Panther Mountain Sound on WGXC 90.7 ACRA. My name is Matthew O'Neill, and you just heard Oren Lyons speaking, Haudenosaunee Seneca Faith Keeper, one of my favorite speeches of his. And we heard Kanta Winanawi in there, also known as the Akwesasne Woman Singers. And next up, we're going to hear Raven Chacon, The Journey of the Horizontal People, played by Kronos Quartet.
Thank you. skin reflects the sunrise. Taste your flesh in the morning time. Smoke grows on a slow drive. Red rocks of gold skies is calling out. See all your flaws, they came from God. You're all I want. Am I too?
Of the morning light, hear the spirit moving you just right. Oh, just right. Incantations live from your hips, and all our worship is between those.
Come on. let's go for a walk. Don't talk. Try to be a deeper listener. Try a little less remembering.
Mm-hmm.